Domestic water is always assumed to be available. But what happens if you find it's not there? This is actually happening. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Frustration levels have been increasing for the drillers of Kittitas County, Washington. A building moratorium on new homes was placed on the western part of this county because new groundwater uses require a water right to be attached to the new use. This requirement was created because of two circumstances. There are more water commitments in the Yakima watershed than there is water. And the second, groundwater and surface water, like lakes and rivers, are hydraulically connected to groundwater. And this means surface water laws must be followed by everyone. Jeremy Bach of Bach Drilling in Ellensburg is frustrated because he knows water is plentiful in many areas that he drills. The building moratorium suggests water scarce. Now his customers are burdened with extra costs.
Well, it's frustrating from a well driller standpoint because we're the first ones on the scene. We know what's happening with the groundwater. A lot of times you can only get so much reading out of books. You got to get your boots dirty and, you know, get out there and actually see what's happening. And the worst part about it that I see is now up in the upper county, my customers don't only have to pay potentially a lot of money for a deep well. They have to pay a lot of money just to access that water. And to me, there's kind of a moral issue with selling domestic water. It seems to be it's a new idea here in this state, but at the same time, we're talking about the smallest water use in the entire state, which is exempt well use. And making them flip the bill doesn't seem right.
Finding water in a rural residential area can be easy in some areas and difficult in others. This is because availability and quality of water is dependent on the geology of the local region. Jeremy described what it's like in the more mountainous areas at the top of the Yakima watershed near the town of Clay Elum, and compared those areas with the flatlands of the city of Ellensburg area and sagebrush-covered desert regions further east.
Well, down in the valley, it's just knowing what layers of water you want to hit, testing it for iron and whatnot. You know, you want to get a nice productive well that's not full of iron where a customer's going to have to do any water filtration. And then up in Clay Elum, it's just simply finding water. Most of the wells up there make between 1 and 5 gallons a minute. So sometimes you got to go deeper, sometimes you don't, but just having the history or knowledge of hitting certain types of geology up there, knowing which ones to pull from. Sometimes you have to go deep up in Clay Elum. You get on top of these ridges and certain sandstone formations, you got to go really deep. Also, phyllite, you usually have to go, 500, 600, 700 foot deep sometimes, just to get 1 to 2 gallons a minute. Well, you hit little cracks here and there, and, each crack might have a half, 3/4 of a gallon, and finally they just keep adding up. As the deeper you go, you got a gallon here, a half here, and it just adds up eventually to enough to make a house work. Sometimes you got to add storage depending on what the customer's needs are, but majority of those wells just don't produce a lot of water, and they never have. Well, down here in the valley, we hit lots of gravel, sandstones, and clays, and those wells are roughly 2 to 280 foot, to get nice, clean, iron-free water. You hit water at 2 feet down, but it has a lot of iron in it, which doesn't hurt you, but it just turns your sinks red and messes stuff up in your plumbing. And then you start getting out of the valley, you get out in the sagebrush, you start getting to the basalts, and those are deeper wells. And they don't have the iron problems per se, but they are deeper. They can produce a lot of water once you get deep enough.
Jeremy has seen the difficulty created by the moratorium. He has now adjusted how he supports new water well owners by reinforcing the importance of having a water right certificate mitigation before they drill a new well.
Since the moratorium happened 3 to 4 years ago, now the state has come up with their solution of water banking and a customer having to go out and purchase the water right certificate. How we do business is I don't drill the well for the customer until they purchase the certificate, because the certificate, obtaining that isn't always guaranteed. And if they can't obtain it, then they have a well that they can't use. They just invested a bunch of money into something they can't use. Just the other day, I had a customer. We're going to drill him a well, and he's just starting the process. And like I explained to him, we're not comfortable with drilling a well until he actually has their certificate. And once that happens, then it's no problem. They get their 350 gallons a day. But it's just good business and looking out for your customers' needs.
Jeremy suggests that it's important to stay involved in the process from the beginning when the situation like this first happens. Water in our homes is too important to ignore.
Just being involved. Whether you're a well driller, exempt well owner, just stay involved from the beginning. Don't let something like this creep up on you to where it gets to the point that it's going to rulemaking process. The more involved you are, you get your point across, and you can protect your greatest investment, which is your home and your property. Because, like I said before, domestic water, everybody accepts it as something that's always there, and when it's not there, you have a catastrophe like's happened in Kittitas County.
Water use in our homes is a foundational need that defines life in America and many other parts of the world. As populations increase and extended droughts visit with us, we will find ourselves up against similar circumstances as Kittitas County. In this situation, a water right stands between the available water and the new domestic user. But future circumstances may be empty aquifers, water that is present but not drinkable, or simply so deep that we can't get it out economically. Water is too important to ignore. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.